19, and I trust everybody has a lesson that wants one. Anybody not have a lesson tonight? Did not get a lesson? Okay, Miss Christy, you didn't get one? Okay, Miss Jan. Can I get a fella to get me a couple lessons here? Just a couple of lessons, amen. Annie, but Brother Hauser, thank you, sir, amen. And how many lessons we need? Hold them up, hold them up. You need a lesson? Okay, Christy and Jan, is that it? Just two, brother. Oh, and Mrs. Kidd, you need a lesson as well? Okay, we need three, Brother Tom, amen. We need three, and we'll come in and direct you. Miss Jan's right over by you there, and yep, all right. And then Miss Christy Brim, and then Mrs. Kidd. Christy, wave at us there. Brother Tom's coming. Thank you, Brother Tom, for doing that. And then Mrs. Kidd, amen. Psalm 119, would you stand with me? And we're going to read verses 105 through 112. And we'll look at this lesson tonight on the lamp of the Word of God. Amen. And I think you'll know what the kind of key verse is tonight. Thank you, Brother Tom, for doing that. Psalm 119, verses 105 through 112. As is our custom, let's read responsively. I'll read the odd-numbered verses. Would you read the even-numbered verses with me through verse number 112? Psalm 119, beginning in verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. By the way, you ought to underline that verse. If God says He's going to do it, He'll do it. Amen. Verse 107, I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of mine heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Father, please bless your word to our hearts now. Thank you for this time in your house. Lord, conform us into your image through your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. If you have your lesson there, you remember not the week before the revival meeting, but 2 weeks, so it's really been 3 weeks ago, we continued our study in Psalm 119, following the Hebrew alphabet, and we looked at the letter Mem. Okay, Mem, that was verse 97 through 104, by observing the scholarly saint of God. In those verses, the psalmist points to the Word of God as being the scholar's foundation in verses 97 through 100, and the saint's foundation. Okay? And again, I'm not against books. I'm not against scholarship. I think we talked about that. We talked about all the wonderful things that have happened because of scholarship. I was in the hospital today with Mr. Alcock, and I was talking with Mrs. Alcock, and they came in, Brother Case, and they began to put all those leads on Mr. Alcock to do just an EKG right there in the room, and they brought in this machine, and this machine did that all for them. And it was amazing. And I said, thank God for scholarship. It took somebody to think of that and invent that. And again, thank God for all those things in our lives that are made easier and made better. But, the Word of God is the scholar's foundation. Why? Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. And so it's the scholar's foundation, but thank God also, it's the saint's foundation. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent Word. What more can He say than to you He has said, to you who to Jesus for refuge have fled. Amen. Thank God when all this world flies apart, when up is down and black is white, you can turn to this blessed old book and it still says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. It still says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. When you lose that precious loved one, amen, it still says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, and I love this part, Brother Horst, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hey, that's our foundation right here. When the world's got you so mad, you want to cuss a hornet, get in this book. Get in this book. Amen. It's our foundation. It's the scholar's foundation, and it's the saint's foundation. Amen. But then, looking here at our text, the Word of God likens life as a journey. Okay? It likens life. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4 because we've got back-to-back references here in Proverbs. And it'd be important that we get there. Amen. So it's just a few pages over. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. I told Brother Miller, I said, hey, brother, you need to wait for people to get to those references. Amen. Boy, he moves quick, doesn't he? Hallelujah. Amen. He laughed. He said, I know it, preacher. I was so nervous. I just going, 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 going. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4. Let's look at verses 18 and 19 of Proverbs chapter 4. It says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. So, two groups here. Life likens as a journey where the lost stumble in darkness. They stumble in darkness. Remember in John chapter 3, it talks about that, behold, that this light shineth into the world and the darkness comprehended it not. Okay? And they stumble in darkness. And how many times have we seen folks in our lives, lost folks, stumble in that darkness and stumbling? But the second group is the saved that walk in the light. Okay, Proverbs 4:18 says, the path of the just is like a shining light. Ephesians 5:8, let's go there, amen. You got your place there, and we're going to go quick, amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians 5:8, and if you don't get there, that's okay. It says there, ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. In other words, listen, you used to walk in the darkness and you're stumbling and stumbling and stumbling. Now you're the children of light. Don't walk in darkness anymore. Amen? Walk as children of light. Hey, listen, we are children of light, ladies and gentlemen. We're children of the light of the world, amen? And He shines on our paths, that light of His Word, amen? And He says, listen, you're going to stumble if you go in the darkness. By the way, even if you're a Christian, if you get off in that darkness, that path of sin, you will stumble and you will be chastened, amen? But here He says that we're children of light. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, probably about 4 or 5 pages over. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. You got Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5. It's a great verse. Great verse. It's talking about here when the rapture takes place that some are going to be overtaken in the darkness as a thief in the night. Verse 5 says, but ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Okay? So we have the lost that stumble in darkness, and then we have the saved that walk in light. Next line there. The light is witnesses and available, but the lost stumble in darkness, for they reject the light. Okay? The light is witness. I'm sorry, there shouldn't be ES on there. I was looking at that. I said, boy, what did I really type? I really messed it up. The light is witness and available, but the lost stumble in darkness, for they reject the light. Okay? Believers who after receiving the light of the world, and you have a blank line there, you can write in the cross-reference John 8:12. Okay, believers who after receiving the light of the world are called by the title children of light. Okay, the Word of God lights the way. The Word of God lights the way. Okay, so we have here Roman numerals here. First of all, the Word of God lights the way, and number one, guides God's children. And we're going to go back to Psalm 119, and we'll be in Psalm 119 for the rest of the lesson here. Psalm 119. The Word of God guides God's children. It's the lamp of the Word of God, okay? It guides us, first of all, in our walk. Verses 105 and 106, look at them with me. Thy Word is a lamp unto my, what? Feet. And a light unto my path. I have sworn and will perform it, that I will keep thy judgments. Okay? So, it is a, number one there underneath Roman number one. It guides God's children in their walk. And we see there, first of all, the path found. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Have any of you ever been out in, I'm talking about absolute darkness, with only a lantern? Where I'm from, we've got mountains all around where I live when I was a kid, and there was places, Mrs. Harmon, where it was just the mountains were blocking the moon. And it was pitch black. And to the point where you really couldn't see your hand in front of your face. And you know what you needed? A lamp. Why? So you could find the path. Oh, there it is. There's the path. Amen. The path found here, it says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Brother Jeff, people sometimes say, which way should I go, Pastor? I said, have you been in your Bible? Have you been in your Bible? I thank God for the times where, and I don't know about you, I believe in systematic Bible reading. Amen? But can I say this too, Brother Hauser? I also believe in fleece Bible reading. You say, what's that? You remember the story when Gideon laid out the fleece? Amen? I believe in fleece Bible reading too. I believe it's okay to say, God, I absolutely need something from Your Word and let Your Bible fall open. It's okay. It's open. Now, people say, well, you live your life that way? Listen, I know a preacher who graduated from Midwestern Baptist College. He didn't know where God wanted him to preach, Mama Holy. And you know what he did? He took a map from Pontiac, Michigan, and he took a piece of string and a push pin and let it fall, and it fell to Richmond, Indiana, and he stayed there for 35 years, Brother Horse. Hey, listen. He said, you know what? I found the path. The Word of God clear. Thank God for it. Amen. The path found. But then also, number two there, not only in our walk, or A, the path found, but the path followed. Look what he says there. I have sworn and will perform it that I will keep thy righteous judgments. So not only am I following the path, or I found the path, I'm following the path. Thank God for his righteous judgments. Thank God that they're safe, amen, and they're eternal in heaven, amen. And so we have there, they guide God's children in their walk. I love this in verse 107. Look at verse 107. It says, I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. It not only guides us in our walk, it guides us in our weakness. You know, when everything's going great, we can certainly praise God. Amen? But haven't you noticed in your own life that you're much more inclined to dig into the Word of God when you're at your weak points? Hey, Miss Robin, I'm glad that when we have a family situation, that God's Word can guide us in our weak times. You know what? We have this flesh on us. Amen? And I'll tell you, there's so many times where it's weak. And it can be weak for a variety of reasons. to be a physical health. It can be emotional. There's people right here that are going through emotional suffering right now. When you're weak, thank God that God guides His children through His Word in their walk, in their weakness. Verse 108, "Accept, I beseech Thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me Thy judgments." He guides God's children in their walk, in their weakness, in their worship. In their worship. It's no accident, ladies and gentlemen, that after He says, "I'm afflicted, quicken me," that He says, "Please accept the freewill offerings of my mouth." I don't believe anything blesses God more than praise during difficulty. When things aren't going your way. Mama Howland, it was easy to praise God for that song on Sunday night, wasn't it? It was easy. Not easy other times. By the bedside of a sick loved one. Not easy. But you know what? The Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, I don't think anything blesses God more than praise during difficulty. You're in difficulty. And you know what He says here? He says that God's Word guides His children in their walk, in their weakness, and in their worship. Well, my goodness, that time got away from me. And I've got to finish this. I'm going to be gone for 14 days. Here we go. Super speed here. Amen. Roman numeral number two. Not only does God's Word guides His children, God's Word guards His children. Verses 109 and 110. Look at them there. Verse 109 says, "My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget Thy law." The Word of God hushes our fears. And I'll tell you what, it sure does. It sure does. If you let it, it'll hush your fears. What about this? What's going to happen here? What's going to take care of this? What's going to happen? The Word of God hushes our fears. He says there that the psalmist was at a point where he was always on the run. That's why a lot of people think David perhaps wrote this. He was on the run from Saul. He's on the run from Absalom. He's always being hunted for his life. So my soul's always in my hand. Yet, do I not forget Thy law? Not only hushes our fears, but it hinders our foes. Number two there. Look what it says there. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from Thy precepts. It hinders our foes. The Word of God. You think of the Word of God. Remember when Stephen was preaching? Brother Horsch, and he began to preach. I think it's in Acts chapter 6. And it said that literally he put them all to silence with the words. Mrs. Kidd, what do you think those words were? I don't think he was telling them how to be a good deacon, though that's okay. I don't think he was telling them how to order their finances. I think he was preaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified to them. You know, the Word of God can hinder our foes. I'm reminded of stories I've heard from World War II, where during World War II they were given little pocket New Testaments. And they were given to them in a brass case. You can see them. They're out there, amen. And how many said they had that brass case New Testament in their pocket and it took a bullet? And it deflected a bullet. Now, sir, that's a metaphor that we could look at and say, literally it hindered the foes. But you know what? The Word of God can hinder our foes. Can hinder our foes. Never forget, ladies and gentlemen, that this book is the power of God. It hinders our foes. So, God's Word guides God's children. It guards God's children. It hushes our fears. It hinders our foes. And then thirdly, it gladdens God's children. "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever," verse 111. "For they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform Thy statutes always, even unto the end." Two things here. We see a happy heritage. A happy heritage. What does He say? "That Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart." Well, I sure hope. I know some of you, God has blessed you with children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, amen. I have small children now. It's my deepest desire, Brother Jeff, that if there's anything I could transfer them, I want to transfer wisdom, Brother Horst. I want to transfer life lessons. Brother Bob, I want to transfer just things that I love. But if there's any one thing that I want them to have as a heritage, it would be what I hope, Brother Howard, is my love for the Word of God. If there's anything I could transfer to them, that would be the happy heritage. This isn't just another book. It's the rejoicing of my heart. It's the rejoicing of my heart that I could look at this and say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Where do I get that from? This book right here. It gladdens God's children. It can take you on a sad day and God can give you a verse and you can walk with joy. Then it's a happy heritage, but also it's a heavenly home. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. See there, the heavenly home. To the end. What's the end? Heaven. Amen. Heaven. Praise God for His Word that guides His children. It guards His children. And it gladdens His children. The lamp of the Word of God. Father, thank You for this lamp. This lamp unto our feet and this light unto our path. Lord, I pray that You'd please, Lord, help us to love it. Lord, help us to be those children of light. Help us that when we are sad, Lord, that we could go to You in Your Word and You could make us glad. Lord, thank You for that You guard us. Thank You that You guide us through Your Word. I pray that You'd please bless our invitation time, bless our meeting tonight. Lord, may You just be amongst us tonight. Thank You for what You've done already. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. How about